Now there's the voice of an angel, Catherine Jenkins, singing Laudate Dominum, the Solemn Vespers by Mozart. And that's some of the music that will be resonating right here in Collingwood very soon, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Mark your calendars, May 3rd, First Presbyterian Church in Collingwood. It's Choral Works bringing a spring serenade to us here. And I have the artistic director of Choral Works back in our studio, Brian Ray. Welcome.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good
How are you?
Good morning. Isn't it just the perfect time to talk about a spring serenade?
I put my winter coat on this morning.
With our bundled up, a sprinkle of snow, just to remind us that, yeah. No comment. Anyway, let's talk about May coming up ahead. Your ensemble is going to allow us to really bask in the radiant beauty of spring with this thoughtfully curated program, uplifting music, including that Mozart we just heard.
That's part of the Vespers by Mozart,
right?
Written about 1780, I believe.
Yes.
And we're so fortunate that we can present this, to have a group in Collingwood get together something of this nature so beautifully. I mean, they're singing so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's wonderful. You know, we have chorus, and naturally we're bringing in an orchestra and soloists as well. So it'll be a wonderful evening.
Terrific. So you're starting the show with that Mozart.
Yeah, beautiful. And then in the beginning of the second half, that's the first half, and then we're going to do the Regina Caeli, which is a marvelous little work.
Yeah.
He's one of three that Mozart actually wrote.
Yeah.
And then from
dazzling one. It's almost like a mini concerto for soprano and choir. Yeah. Sparkles with joy and has a little bit of that operatic flair.
It does.
Yeah.
He combined the operatic flair along with the liturgical music in one beautiful rendition of the Regina Caeli.
Very uplifting. What else do you have on the program?
And then we're going to do Randall Thompson's Choose Something Like a Star, which is from a group of numbers that he composed.
Okay.
And one of the most loved choral music settings that he did when he was here. And then we're going to finish with selections from Les Mis, arranged by Ed Lajewski. And Les Mis. Yes, Miss Rupp. What a wonderful musical.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's some dramatic intensity also, an emotional roller coaster. You have all the big songs you're adding there, Home and some of our favorites. Great. Great. Yeah. Now, you have a special connection to Michael Burgess.
Michael and I known each other since we were children.
Wow.
And then he became Jean Valjean in Les Mis, which
Iconic.
Is a very demanding role. And I was fortunate enough to see him and hear him, and actually I've performed with him a number of times.
Wow.
He's gone now, but
yeah.
A beautiful man, a wonderful role, demanding role, so well done.
So well done. Yeah, that takes us back to what was it, 1989 in Toronto. He did the Canadian
premiere
of that work.
Longest running music.
Longest running, yes. Wow.
In Canada, you know.
Incredible. Well, how's your team feeling, Choral Works?
Well, they're really up for it.
Good.
They're working so hard.
Yeah.
It's a group of people that when you go to rehearse, there's a question, could you show me how to do this better?
Wow.
You know, not
not the other way around.
No,
do it better.
They're such a wonderful group, Choral Works. I'm very
Terrific.
Happy with them, and they've come so far.
Good.
And they get better.
Yeah, and they're such a dedicated team. I know we've had them at our festival, and they're brilliant, and they really put their heart and soul into what they do.
But to do this in Collingwood.
Yes.
Now, if we had a...
a blank, an art center, yes. One day. My shovel is always here, ready to start digging.
I have one too, Daniel.
Well, you have the beautiful First Presbyterian Church, which is lovely setting from 19th century. It also is filled with music there. So good luck to you and your team. Thoughtful, curated work. And what else do you see next for your group, Choral Works and Collingwood's vibrant musical landscape?
I'm thinking of Christmas time, we'll bring back Messiah.
Beautiful.
And
yeah.
Maybe we'll even do some sing-along with the people.
Great.
Which
we love that here.
Very popular. And I think it'll go over very well.
Good.
You know, so that's sort
Terrific.
Of where we're heading.
Terrific. You know? Well, join the Choral Works team on Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church. Mark your calendars. You can get your tickets at choralworks.ca. Choralworks.ca. www.cfcc.ca. Any closing thoughts, Brian, about anything we've talked about from spring to great music?
I would like to see the hall full.
Yes.
I think it will be. And I would like to, you know, just thank the chorus that I conduct for coming along so well and singing so beautifully and caring so much about what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, and we're so happy that it can happen here in Collingwood.
Yes.
You know,
aren't we grateful to have such a pearl under your direction, of course. you've made it to what it's become today. So congratulations to you and your team. Good luck with this concert. And let's keep making great music here, louder and greater than ever. How about a little Bring Him Home? Here's Josh Groban with that tender, very tender song from Les Mis, the music of Claude-Michel Schoenberg.